no self-respecting food lover is going to give up on the tomato. As bad as they can be, we live in hope, and occasionally we get to taste a glorious one. Reporter Arthur Allen went beyond just hoping to meet a great tomato. He set out to get the story for his book, Ripe: The Search for the Perfect Tomato. Mexican chef Patty Hinnich recently dug into the topic of tomatoes with Arthur Allen.
Arthur, thanks for joining us.
It's nice to be here.
Let me ask you something. There's some irony in the title of your book because it starts with Ripe, the search for the perfect tomato. And we all know from reading the news, especially here in the U.S., that tomato growers, especially in Florida, do not let their tomatoes get ripe. So is that you did that on purpose, right?
Yeah. And also, I don't think there is really a perfect tomato. I mean, the perfect tomato is just presents itself in front of you on some magical day. But yeah, in Florida, interestingly, they've been running these farms for about 40 or 50 years this way, where they pick the tomatoes green. And I mean green and hard as, you know, baseballs. And it's come to be where they are producing 60% of the tomatoes there for the fast food market. And there's a certain kind of thing that you want on a McDonald's hamburger, which is a very thinly sliced tomato that doesn't, you know, get the bun all soggy, but you can get a lot of slices out of one tomato. And that's increasingly what they've sort of converted their tomato growing operations into there. I mean, I think they're trying to improve like everyone is, but they really, it's
so
a sad story.
They're looking for endurance in transportation.
For size and endurance.
Size
big
for
tomatoes
endurance.
And, you know, hard tomatoes that will travel well.
Now, the tomato seems to be one of those ingredients that many countries have appropriated, right?
Right.
Mexicans say it comes from Mexico, but Italians boast about their San Marzano tomatoes. I hear now from you that the Chinese are also very proud about their growing tomatoes. In all your travels, you went to China and Italy and Mexico. Was there anything that struck you from each country as being very different in the way most people in each country viewed or perceived the tomato?
You know, in the United States, I in the opening of the book, I say that people used to throw tomatoes at politicians, but now they throw politics at tomatoes. Because everyone, there's all these debates. I mean, is it local? Is it a hybrid? Is it this, that, and the other thing? But when you go to Italy,
right,
which, you know, is such an important, tomatoes are so important to their food culture, I mean, all they really care about is the flavor.
Right.
And so it turns out that in Italy, for example, the best tomato, everybody was telling me when I was going over there, oh, the Pacchino tomato. And I looked around and it turns out Pacchino is down in Sicily, like where the Allies invaded in 1943. This tiny little piece of Sicily that gets a lot of sun all year round.
Right.
And I went there and the guy told me, yes, the best tomato here is a tomato that was bred in Israel.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, and nobody cares in Italy. It's like, I mean, they don't really care if it's organic. I mean, people care about the environment, obviously, there,
right,
and how things, you know, the landscape and so on. But per se, whether it's organic is not important.
So tell me, what's the big deal with San Marzanos?
You know, I was going to ask you that. I really don't get it myself. I mean, I think they are perfectly okay. But I was given a taste test in the town of Battipaglia by a famous pizza maker. And he gave me real San Marzano and hybrid San Marzano and other tomatoes. And to me, the San Marzanos are kind of insipid. And he said, oh, è più delicato. And I was like, well, I guess one person's delicato is another person's insipid.
You just saved us a lot of money.
Glad to be of service.
Arthur, where did you find the best tasting tomato?
Well, it really happened when I was down at the very southern tip of Baja California at this organic tomato farm that was set up by this American couple, this incredibly idealistic American couple who'd set it up, and then it was basically taken over by and worked by all these small Mexican farmers. I mean, not short Mexican farmers, but, you know,
right,
small owners,
right,
of owners of small amounts of land. And they were growing mostly cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we went out to this field in the middle of nowhere, and the whole place was covered with these golden berries. And they were just the most amazing thing I'd ever tasted. It was like mango and cantaloupe, sort of that, a bit of tart, but really sweet. And it turned out that something had gone wrong, and they'd had to turn off the water because it was leaking.
Right.
You know, the pipes were leaking. So they hadn't harvested any of these tomatoes because they figured they were all spoiled.
Right.
But it turned out that somehow the combination of the time of year, the soil, and the fact that they'd turned off the water a little earlier than usual made them, like, perfect.
So, Arthur, what did you want people to take away from this book?
Well, yeah, I just think that it's not a good idea to be dogmatic about food. I mean, I think being local is great, and I think it's great to support local farms. And everyone finds a small farm more appealing than a big farm, but there are some things that bigger farms do better, and it's never going to change. I mean, when you're making tomato paste, I've seen these operations where they make tons and tons of the stuff every minute. And I admired those people as well. So, you know, I'm not a very dogmatic person. The flavor is really important, and basic respect for other people in food as in other areas of life.
Right. Well, I think it is one enlightening read. Arthur, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Author Ellen wrote Ripe, The Search for the Perfect Tomato. Patty Hinnich hosts Patty's Mexican Table on PBS. Now, you can get her recipe for avocado and hearts of palm salad with tomatoes on the website, splendidtable.org.